This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked, to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. NCS51.com, that's the other one. And I want to thank all those people who showed up last night. We didn't, we canceled, of course, the Sunday night because due to Easter, the Sunday night call-in for New California. However, we still got around 45 people who called in, and we got on and basically kind of led the charge, so to speak, with a lot of different things, and I really want to see. We went 90 minutes about. I don't know what it is. I just we just get talking, and all of a sudden it's a lot of questions, a lot of people wondering, of course, what's going on in the world generally. I can tell you that this is going to be a big week. A lot of things are happening already. We're starting to see things that are really shaking it up, if you know what I mean. Of course, the Anthony Fauci thing, that's going on. You also have Bill Barr, who's now looking into what's going on at local governments and their imposition of Nazi-esque behaviors. And, of course, then you start looking at the background of some of the people that are foisting these Nazi-esque behaviors, and all of a sudden there's Soros folks. It's amazing. You know, remember, one of the precepts, if you will, of Agenda 21 is to think globally but act locally. That, you know, in other words, act locally, act at the local level. That's your primary focus. Go ahead and think globally. You like everybody, you know, we understand that thought process, right? We all want to be big globalist thinkers and be important like that at that level. But no, the most important level is the local level. And by the way, that's true. That's very true. And of course, in our way of government, the local level is everything. It's supposed to be. It's supposed to be from the ground up. So in other words, the federal government, when it was, you know, the federal government doesn't have a lot of powers. It's not supposed to. When it takes power, or when it has to exercise power, it can exercise it, though. But most of the problems that happen in the world are the problems at the local level. So local governance, local people, they should have their own autonomy to act and not be controlled by a centralized government who says, you must do it this way, because, you see, it's different in different locations. Shockingly, that's the truth. You know, just as every state in this union is different, every community is different from one another. And this is the miracle, the beauty of our Constitution and our way of government that was discovered by the Founding Fathers, who brought this all about to us. You know, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. You know, you hear me say that ad nauseum, but folks, we got to relearn all these things, because we've got a big problem in this country today. Because we're watching wholesale millions of people all around the world give up what rights they have. Yeah, I mean, the right to go to church, hello, freedom of religion, which, by the way, is the first thing in the First Amendment guaranteed to everybody, freedom of religion. Founding Fathers knew how important that was. This nation was founded by Christians. You might not like it, but it's true. Protestant Christians founded this country. And of course, other religions were here. You had the Jews that were here, who, by the way, were at a critical, absolutely critical role in the revolution. A lot of people don't know that. You also had Catholics, but the demographics were shaped by the masses that were here that were escaping tyranny, and that were the Protestant Christians. They were the dominant theme of the population at the time. The demographics pretty much represented what you found by the people who created the Declaration of Independence. There were 56 founding fathers there. 54 were Protestant Christians, one Catholic, one Jew. That was the demographics of America then. Of course, the game is demographics now, right? And that's what they've done here in the last 8 years, is try to shift the demographics of the population away from anything that's remotely Protestant Christian, or even, but, you know, remotely Protestant, because Protestant Christianity is what brought this country about. So that's why they're killing a lot of Protestants around the world, a lot of Christians, period, right? I want you to think about that. That's part of this whole globalist cabal, is to destroy the Protestant faith. That is a fact. No one should. And of course, what is Donald J. Trump? I think he's a Presbyterian Christian. Protestant. Shocking. Since our country was founded, pretty much, I mean, the founding fathers pretty much were Presbyterians. See, he's got a certain lineage there, doesn't he? And they don't like that. They don't like that stuff. That's why they're going after him wholesale. Now, he gets it. He gets it. He gets who the enemies of this country are. Totally gets it. And he's got his own way of dealing with it. I'm going to go take you to something here. This is from WikiLeaks. You know, we use WikiLeaks a lot. We have many people who source it and read it. And it's there's a certain technique to find everything that you want to find in WikiLeaks. And this was one that was brought up to our attention. And it was brought up by Deanna Lorraine's website, or excuse me, her Twitter feed. And we, you know, by the way, it was WikiLeaks that brought us all the information that we were discussing a couple of weeks ago. The information that told us this whole coronavirus hoax was planned years ago. Years ago, very sophisticated planning to bring it about today at this time, to ultimately overthrow this country, bring it to its knees and destroy free market capitalism, destroy our constitutional rights, attacking first and foremost the First Amendment of our Constitution, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom to assemble, and freedom to redress of grievances. But I want to throw this at you right now to show you what Donald Trump has been facing And this is a WikiLeaks that goes back to January 23rd of 2013. We were intensely following this whole set of circumstances about the Benghazi hearing, because this is January 23rd, 2013. And, of course, that's after the Benghazi attack, which was September 11th, 2012. From Mills, Cheryl D., State Department. Subject, today's performance. From your doctor admirer. From Fauci, Anthony, NIH, NIAID. Wednesday, January 23rd, 2013, 6:10 p.m. To Mills, Cheryl D., subject, today's performance. Cheryl, anyone who had any doubts about the secretary's stamina and capability following her illness had those doubts washed away by today's performance before the Senate and the House. She faced extremely difficult circumstances at the hearings, and still she hit it right out of the park. Please tell her that we all love her and are very proud to know her. Warm regards, Tony, Anthony S. Fauci, MD, Director. We don't need to say any more, do we? Hashtag Fire Fauci. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, so we have a lot more of the lie to get through here, but I'm just kind of this is Fauci tells Sharpton. This came out last night. Trump administration in mid to late January. This came out. I guess it was Al Sharpton. I didn't get to hear the video on this too much. I mean, it's 'cause like things are going. Listen. I was really shocked at all the things that were going on yesterday. I mean, we had, it was just a busy day for an Easter Sunday. Then Saturday was majorly busy. At some point in time, I announced I retired. I can't even remember that. Sure. How's the retirement tree? I'm busier now than ever before. And it's like 7 days a week. What's wrong with this picture, right? So Fauci tells Sharpton he warned Trump administration in mid to late January. We were in real trouble from coronavirus, is what he says. Dr. Anthony Fauci, a leading member of the White House Corona Task Force, threw President Trump under the bus again Sunday in an interview with Reverend Al Sharpton on MSNBC. All right. I'm going to chime in and see what he says. About this. Oh, it says Sharpton. When was that around? So, he goes on and he says, Fauci, this is a quote from him. They have the transcript here. You know what occurred? Well, there was always this thought that there was some danger, but when we got to the point where it was clear that some of the misinformation that we initially got from China, because remember, the first cases were reported at the very end of December 31st. They said it was something like 24 cases in this wet market where we had exotic animals are sold. And there's a human-animal interface. See, he's the one who seeded this whole thing with that. The wet markets. And the proposal was made by the authorities in China, where this was just jumping from an animal to a human, and it wasn't spread by human to human. Okay, anybody who believes that little story, which is why I say it's not spread by human, really? The proposal was made. It was jumping from an animal to a human, and it wasn't spread from human to human after that. In other words, did it jump from the animal to the human to the human to human? They said it's not spread. Then it became clear when you look back that it was likely in China that there was human-to-human spread. By the time we got that information and we started getting cases here, it was, well, it's not efficiently spread from or effectively spread from human-to-human. But as soon as it became clear that there was community spread, which means that it wasn't just a travel-related case, that there were cases that are in the community under the radar screen, then it became clear that we were in real trouble. Sharpton, when was that? Around what time? Well, that was probably towards the middle of the end of January. Aha. And, of course, we just heard last hour the lie, where he told in January 29th or something, or February 29th, he did never made a statement about that or knew about that or inferred that ever until the Al Sharpton interview yesterday. That's why I say he's making up the lies and he forgets which lie he told when and to whom, or he's thinking we will forget and we won't have videotape. Are you kidding me? How do these people, you know, see, this is Obama, Clinton, Fauci, get it? He's forgotten which lie he told and to whom. Sociopathic lying. Sharpton, okay. And what did you begin advising the administration and those authorities that we were, in fact, seeing something different. Well, you bet. This is Fauci's response. You bet. And then there's that when it became clear that there were are a couple of ways of addressing it. You could either prevent or try to block the influx of new cases from out of the country. And already cases had come in from China to try and say that it's, well, we got to stop that because now we already have cases here. And then it switched to Europe. He goes on to say that he discussed all this and told the president about this in January. Mm-hmm. So that's when cases were cut off from coming in from Europe and then ultimately the UK. But by that time, we had enough cases in our own country that the ability to do containment slipped then into the need for mitigation. Mitigation. He goes on to say, this is Raw Story, wrote up by Fauci's interview with Sharpton using the headline, Dr. Fauci explains why Trump's travel bans didn't work, and was begging action as early as mid-January, Reverend Sharpton wrote. Dr. Fauci explains why Trump's travel ban didn't work, and he was begging action as early as mid-January. A bald-faced lie, of course. Yeah. Now we get into another story, though. Let's start digging into the truth and the facts of the matter about how these people are just absolute monsters. And Fauci caused the death of countless people and played right into... Oh, you got to remember, who's tied at the hip with Fauci but Burke and Tedros from the World Health Organization? They all worked together on this AIDS project. Who started the AIDS project? William Jefferson Clinton. We were up until just recently giving them $150 billion a year to run this AIDS project. This Fauci guy's got to go. Hashtag fire Fauci. Right. China admits to harvesting and testing COVID-19 like viruses at Wuhan lab. Okay, we've talked about this at the Wuhan lab. Is not too far from this so-called wet market, right? And Chris Street has made the contention on this airwave that there was some sort of... Now, this is weeks ago. Now we're in April, so we're talking February. I think it was February he's on the show talking about this, that... there's something went wrong in the laboratory. This was the creeping news that was out there. Something went wrong in the laboratory, and it escaped. The virus got out somehow. It was a mistake. It wasn't supposed to happen that way. Now there's this from Dane Wigington. Dane Wigington, of all people. Dane Wigington is the guy who talks about geoengineering. Geoengineeringwatch.org is his website. He's the guy with the chemtrails. Yeah, that guy. He's got about 40 million views on his thing already. He's the leader in the discussion of, you know, what are you doing with the aluminum oxide coming down, being sprayed by all those jets in the chemtrails. That's the guy. He comes up with this. Says, exceptional, accurate, and absolutely shocking reporting from journalist Spiro Sakuro. Says there is so much more to what is unfolding than we are being told. This came out last night. In fact, this came out early this morning. Because, yes, I was up early this morning. And Dane's a good friend of mine. Shocking. We all kind of hang together, huh? Shocking. Says the information and data below contains highlighted links that lead to sourcing information. Those links contain yet more sourcing links. Listen to this. Obama's NIH paid the Chinese weapons lab $3.7 million to conduct SARS coronavirus research. From documents obtained by the Daily Mail that confirm the communist China had been harvesting, developing, and testing these viruses. We paid for it.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Scott Adams is going to be joining us in the third hour, giving us the rundown for various things. We're looking at this story that came out from Dane Wigington of geoengineeringwatch.org. China admits to harvesting and testing COVID-19-like viruses at Wuhan lab. Look at this little video here. Let's see what we got going on here. No, I think it's his geoengineering. Ah, I like this one. This here we go. Get the latest information about the Wuhan virus, right? All right. This is, I'm going to do this. I don't do this normally, but I'm going to do this just to see what we got going on here. And this is about Bill Gates.
Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them.
We want to thank you for turning folks in and making sure we are all safe.
That was Gil Garcetti of Los Angeles.
For the world at large, normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population.
Really? Bill Gates, the world at large, turns around. It's a video, COVID-19. Here we go.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Spiro. Thanks for tuning in, and let's just cut right to the chase. Last week, a top WHO, World Health Organization official, stated that it's time for authorities to come to your home to see who's infected and take them away.
That ability not only to isolate cases, but to rapidly detect illness in the context and remove those contacts should they become sick was a central part of that. And as he said, that wasn't, they're using apps now to do that. They're testing apps, but that they didn't do it with apps in Singapore. They did that with community workers, with public health workers, visiting the houses, checking on people, checking their health status every day and saying, how are you? Have you got a fever? Have you got a cough? And if a contact has developed a cough or a fever, they were taken immediately for testing. So yes, we need the information technology tools. They help. They are not the solution. There is, right now, we don't have an alternative to what we would have considered in the old days boot leather epidemiology. Public health practitioners, doctors, nurses, community workers working with communities to detect cases at community level. And the most likely person to become a case is someone who's been a significant contact of another case. And at the moment, in most parts of the world, due to lockdown, most of the transmission that's actually happening in many countries now is happening in the household.
Due to lockdown.
At family level. In some senses, transmission has been taken off the streets and pushed back into family units. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
That was Dr. Michael J. Ryan, the current executive director for the World Health Organization's Health Emergency Program. You may recognize him from Event 201.
The scenario you will be presented with this morning could easily become one shared reality one day. I fully expect that we will be confronted by a fast-moving, highly lethal pandemic of a respiratory pathogen.
For those who are not up to speed, Event 201 was a simulation of a global coronavirus outbreak conducted by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the World Economic Forum, and the Johns Hopkins Center just 6 weeks before the actual coronavirus outbreak was.
Shocking. Aren't you shocked that they would actually plan it? They would plan this 6 weeks before the so-called outbreak? They would have this big drill, if you will. Shocking. Are you shocked? This is maniacal. Boot leather. Well, he forgot the jack boot leather scenario. He forgot the word jack. We can throw in some other little adjectives. Jack booted thugs take you away because you're sick in your own home. Gee, aren't you like me? I could have been taken away last January. By the jack-booted thugs, which are, by the way, the jack-booted thugs have shown up in my county. How about yours? They're here. Absolutely. And who's paid for them? George Soros. Oh, I'm sorry. Paul and George Soros. Now, Paul's dead, but, you know, that doesn't matter. The money's still floating around, right? And, of course, all of our community leaders with their jack-booted thugs on. We need to come up with a boot called the jack-booted thug. Right. Like our community members, you know, our county supervisors and our city officials, they're acting like jackbooted thugs and punks. And they're denying your constitutional rights. Just like they did in Nazi Germany.
Was first reported.
Good morning. And thank you all for being part of this pandemic.
This is Tom Inglesby from Johns Hopkins University. This is the one with the big map. Remember the map that all of a sudden, shocking, we've got this map and it's showing this pandemic all over the world, these little red blocks, blah, 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 blah. This is Tom Inglesby from Johns Hopkins. They're all part of the cabal. Now listen to this guy. He was out just ripping on Trump yesterday, by the way. Listen to this guy. Now how did he know this pandemic was coming?
Pandemic Emergency Board. We're at the start of what's looking like it will be a severe pandemic. And there are problems emerging that can only be solved by global business and governments working together. The global community has been working to respond to this pandemic since its recognition. But as health and economic impacts have become more severe, the World Economic Forum has convened this board because of your combined expertise, your backgrounds, and your global voice. We will need all of you to help us respond to urgent policy crises that are emerging. The purpose of this board is to advise leaders in national governments, global business, and international organizations on the response to the pandemic, particularly focused on international problems that require collaboration between business and government. Your recommendations will be critical and will be promulgated and communicated broadly at the end of this meeting.
Now, the participants of the exercise included the United Nations, the World Bank, the American and Chinese CDC, the former deputy director of the CIA, that's right, and vaccine manufacturers, the media, and several others. I covered that in a previous report. I'll leave a link below. Now, in my latest report, I showed how Bill Gates basically owns the World Health Organization and is extremely influential in the American health agencies, such as the National Institute for Health and the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, through his multi-million dollar business partnerships and donations, or foundation partnerships, however you want to look at it. Now, I also showed how Gates and others have also been openly calling for global governance, mass vaccinations of people before the world can basically go back to what they call, or what we used to call, quote, normal, and come out of this lockdown, essentially holding the world hostage. And now Gates has essentially pocketed Dr. Tony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx,
shocking,
two top members of Trump's White House coronavirus task force. It is also interesting to note that this World Health Organization official has a long history of working with or for Bill Gates and has already carried out mass vaccine.
That's Michael J. Ryan, the English-speaking guy there, working very closely with Tedros Adhanom and also Bill Gates. And, of course, Bill Gates owns the World Health Organization. Get where this is going.
Programs. Now, right here on the WHO website, we can clearly see that Michael J. Ryan worked with Bill Gates, the World Health Organization, UNICEF, which of course both fall under the United Nations, the U.S. CDC, and the U.S. Institute of Medicine, and many others to carry out 44 mass vaccine campaigns on 25 million children, reportedly in 8 different countries utilizing 140 million polio vaccines. Now, this is profound. This man, in partnership with the United Nations and Bill Gates, has already conducted mass vaccine programs. He has experience, and now he's in charge over at the World Health Organization of their emergencies program. Anyways, so that's a major role. Now, speaking of polio vaccines, if we look back at history, we can see right here, according to an official NIH, National Institute of Health, .gov website, they openly admit that for a period of 6 years between 1955 and 1961, contaminated polio vaccines were given to 98 million people, which has been documented right here, again, on this official NIH.gov website. And it clearly states that it caused cancer for many people due to the presence of contaminated monkey cell cultures used in the preparation of the polio vaccine. Now, no one really knows how many people got cancer and died because of this, but it must have been enough to actually get the government to quietly admit this. Now, most people have no idea what they put into these vaccines, but it's well documented, again, according to this official .gov website, that they found correlations between this vaccination, the polio vaccination, in conjunction with this tainted polio vaccine, 20 to 40 years after people received the vaccination. And now we have this new coronavirus vaccine that they are not only openly admitting but boasting the fact that this is the most rushed into production vaccine in history. And we're all supposed to just like line up and roll up our sleeves. And I don't fucking think so. It's not happening with me at all.
Well, we won't be saying that, you know. Yep. That's the latest from them. Remove people from their homes. And listen, this is the next step. They're walking you into that right now in many counties and in many states of this country. That's what's happening at the local level. Shocking. Absolutely shocking, I know, but shockingly true. You cannot escape this. Well, you can. So let's get back to the article that Dane Wigington sent me. The National Institute of Health, Fauci, paid, listen to this, the Chinese weapons lab in Wuhan $3.7 million to conduct SARS coronavirus research. And these are in documents obtained by the Daily Mail, confirm that communist China had been harvesting, developing, and testing novel coronaviruses on mammals using grant money from the U.S. government under former President Obama. For months, China had been claiming the coronavirus, now known as COVID-19, originated from a wet market in Wuhan. But evidence showed that the Institute of Virology in Wuhan undertook coronaviruses experiments on mammals, including bats, backed by grants from the National Institute of Health. Tony Fauci. The results of the Tony Fauci-backed research were published in a 2017 study called Discovery of a Rich Gene Pool of Bat SARS-Related Coronaviruses Provides New Insights into the Origins of SARS Coronaviruses. Aren't you shocked? Bats in a cave in Wuhan, China, were captured and sampled for coronaviruses used for lab experiments, the study said. All sampling procedures were performed by veterinarians with approval from the Animal Ethics Committee of the Wuhan Institute of Virology. It's interesting they have an Animal Ethics Committee, but at the same time, the communist Chinese government will harvest human organs after doing the double tap behind the head. They just harvest those warm organs. No need of, you know, freezing them. Bat samplings were conducted 10 times from April 2011 to October 2015. Shocking, they say 2015. You see, because we know that they have the evidence for this whole thing at that point in time and what they were going to do. Yeah, we have the evidence. WikiLeaks is so, they're so giving. Bats were trapped in fecal swab samples were collected. Herein, we report the identification of a diverse group of bat SARS-CoV in a single cave in Wuhan, China, it says. Importantly, all of the building blocks of the SARS-CoV genome, including the highly viable S gene, could be found in the genomes of different SARS-CoV or coronavirus strains from the single location. Additionally, Indian researchers scanned the novel coronavirus genome and found unique cell identification and membrane binding proteins looking, I know this doesn't mean a lot to you, but don't understand that. The, a 2015 article from The Scientist describes a concerned scientist had a creating a coronavirus chimera out of the lab. In other words, they were going, wait a minute, this could be dangerous. Right. I want to go to something else, though, as part of this little thing that we brought out. Shocking. I know this is just really weird that we would bring out something that might be so shocking, and that's this. This is something that was rattling around out there. We just sort of picked it up. Actually, it was WikiLeaks and some fascinating work done by our citizen journalists researching it. It says, statement for the record, worldwide threat assessment of the U.S. Intelligence Community, Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, James R. Clapper, Director of National Intelligence. Listen to this date, March 12, 2013. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but later on in this document, 80-some pages, they talk about the scenario of what's just happening right now. Interesting that it comes through a Senate Select Committee on Intelligence during the Obama administration, right? Oh, this is just one of the big markers out there that talks about this incident that's happening today. Back in 2013, the plan was in, it was already in motion. Shocking. Does that have anything to do with a book that was written back in 1981? And it came from Wuhan. It was a virus called Wuhan 400. The playbook was written in 1981, and they continued it certainly when Obama became president. Central Planning 101. And you saw the first step in that direction in the conference on the 201 conference just before the pandemic hit. Aren't you shocked to know that? It's all about the one world order, folks. It's all about, yes, the lying is the, well, it justifies the ends, right? The means justify the ends. And lying is just the means to justify totalitarian takeover of the human race. They want to come in your house and take your family members from you because they might have a cold. It's what the Nazis did, folks. It's exactly what the Nazis did. Aren't you shocked to find gambling going on here? Aren't you? The gambling is here in our country today. It's absolutely here. It's kind of interesting. We had a great speaker. Great speaker. John Wadsworth, who's with New California, El Dorado County. He's had quite a lot of experience as a missionary and working behind the Iron Curtain in particular, smuggling in Bibles and things of that nature. He writes this article. It says, "Welcome to the interview. Welcome to the interview process. It can't be a coincidence that Bill Gates conducted an event called 201 just weeks before the outbreak of the COVID-19 virus, simulating precisely an outbreak of a coronavirus. It is well known that Bill Gates has proposed using vaccines for the reduction of the global population. Wait a minute. I thought vaccines were supposed to save lives, not to destroy them. Well, not according to Gates. He has said if we do a really good job with vaccines and healthcare, reproductive health services, we can lower population. This should tell you everything you need to know about Bill Gates and vaccines. Hegelian dialectic." I want you to listen to this. The reason I bring this up is because Bill Gates is at work influencing the WHO, the World Health Organization, in terms of how to manage the outbreak of the COVID-19 virus. The United States is the largest contributor financially to the WHO. But guess which entity is the second largest contributor financially to the World Health Organization? It's not even a country. It's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And what we are looking at square in the face is the Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, and solution. They create the problem. The people have an extreme reaction. Then they propose their pre-engineered solution to cause people to do something they would never have otherwise done under normal circumstances. This should also give you some insight into why scientists are so adamant about government-controlled healthcare. Get it? Problem, reaction, solution. Problem, the release of a bioweapon upon the world's population. Reaction, panic, mass quarantines, government overreach, expansion of government power. Solution, require vaccination with a technochemical cocktail that has enhanced features that will reduce the world's population through an increase in cancer, sterility, and the compromised immune system, resulting in depopulation, as well as injecting a bionic identification into your body that can be used for surveillance, tracking, and managing data on the human population, the equivalent of a Hollerith machine based on implantable technology. The Hollerith machine was created by IBM and used by Hitler's National Socialist to control the population by creating a human database and eventually implementing the, quote, final solution. Usurping power. How does that sound? It's precisely those politicians who are seizing unwarranted power in the midst of this crisis who will determine that you get vaccinated and chipped. We are seeing tyrants unmasked by the current crisis. But who gave them this authority, or are they just usurping it? And that's the key thing, the word usurping. Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. in the United States, we have a Fourth Amendment, which, among other things, guarantees the rights of citizens to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures, and that shall not be violated. The knee-jerk reaction that is engineered to drive the herd of group-thinking collectivists, human cattle, to be chipped and vaccinated as a response to this intentional release of a bioweapon rehearsed in advance by Bill Gates et al. Is exactly what is intended for your enslavement and your disinheritance from the world. The final solution. Implementation of Bill Gates' final solution for humanity would certainly involve violating your Fourth Amendment protection. Shocking, right? And your right to be secure in your own person. Certainly, you would have to be seized in order to be injected against your will. And certainly, you would have to be searched in order to have these overreaching politicians and health czars to determine whether or not you had received the prescribed vaccine and biometric information. Listen to this. The interview process. Interesting, the interview process. We find ourselves at this junction in history that is called the interview process. We are being interviewed for the role of slave and subject. The benefits are great. You can stay at home, play games on your 5G surround sound big screen gaming computer, and maybe even get universal basic income. If you're compliant enough, docile enough, and dependent enough on government, then guess what? Congratulations, you're hired. Meet your new god. Welcome to your new role in the New World Order, a world with no more Bill of Rights, national sovereignty, and liberty under God. Your new God will have just become the government of some quasi-government organization like the United Nations or maybe even the AI beast. I hope you fail the interview, it says. If, however, you fail the interview process, and I hope you do, due to the ethos of your self-reliance, adherence, and the idea that God is your creator and his designs for your life supersede the aspirations of any government or man-made institution, then your prospects for survival and prosperity just got a whole lot better. And John Wadsworth writes, "Best wishes on your interview. I wish you success." Was it Thomas Jefferson said, When you give up your security for freedom, or your freedom for security, you get neither. You have to fight for this, ladies and gentlemen. Just like we did on Saturday, we stood up and said, "No, we're not going to listen to all these little healthcare czars running around from communist Vietnam, telling us what to do in our own country." Now, with the help and various people in positions of authority. Who really have no authority? New Californians stood strong and said, "Not for us. Not for us." And ladies and gentlemen, it's about time you do the same thing. Don't give up any of your rights. This whole thing is a hoax perpetrated by the fraudsters of the One World Order and the Bill Gates of the world. Who's Bill Gates to play God, right? Well, he thinks he's godlike. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Really appreciate it. Going to run for time right now. Next up in the next hour, we're going to have Scott Adams from the Scott Adams Show. He's going to be with us. We're going to talk, well, you can imagine what the two of us are going to talk about. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, NCS51. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out, an SOS, to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN. American Exceptionalism News Network.